We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Al Kaline, the great Tiger legend, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Tiger, passing away on Monday at the age of 85 years old. It's been a special morning, honestly, to hear from a lot of people reacting and giving their thoughts on the passing of a Tiger legend. And speaking of Tiger legends, here's another one right now. Dan Petrie won over 100 games as a Tiger and, of course, was a key member of the 84 championship team, now part of the Fox Sports Detroit broadcast crew. And Dan was kind enough to give us a few minutes this morning here to talk about Al Kaline, who I assume he would probably call his good friend Al Kaline. And Dan is with us here. Dan, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, it's good to talk to you guys. Wish it was certainly under better circumstances, but, you know, everything is fine. And, you know, just like you said, thank you for the kind words about a legend and all that. No, Al Kaline's a legend. I was just a ball player, you know, so... I mean, it's very kind of you, but I'm so lucky that I got to see Al a month ago in spring training before, you know, everybody's world collapsed here. I was down there for about a week and got to see Al, and just hearing about the passing yesterday, I'm just so very, very glad that I got a chance to see him that one last time.
Did he appear to be in good health a month ago, or was it something that you saw maybe he's declining a little bit?
You know what? That's a good question. And you know what? This is the way I think so many of us felt about Al. Is when I saw him, you know, he didn't look himself, but he's Al Kaline. So what? You know, it's like, okay, he's not feeling well, and next time you see him, he'll be the Al Kaline that everybody, you know, got used to seeing. You know, still very, very athletic looking, and even though at 85, you know, so... I didn't even think twice about it. Just, okay, he just doesn't look himself, but he's just going through a rough time. And that was probably the first signs of maybe something, you know, to come. And that's what it looked like, yeah, after I think about it, the way he looked.
Dan Petrie with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Dan, I'd always heard, and maybe this is not true, maybe it's an urban legend, but that the 84 Tigers and your group kind of got tired of hearing about the 68 Tigers. It's like, okay. And the challenge was, well, then go ahead and win yours. And you guys did. And 84 is almost as legendary as 68, if not more so in certain people's eyes. Was that true at all? And what was Al Kaline's role in all that? Because I know he was always a very supportive mentor to everybody, but did he kind of challenge you guys to go out and get your own championship to match theirs?
You know, I don't think it was, you know, that we got tired certainly of you know, anything that the 68 team did, because I know that excuse me, that I grew up in California and I was 10 years old and I remember that team extremely well, and down to the point where I could mimic their batting stances, and that's, you know, on a completely different coast that I could still do that before, you know, cable television and what we have today. And so when I finally signed and came to the Tigers, you know, these guys were, you know, my heroes and my idols and everything. So I certainly didn't have a grudge against anything they did in 68, but it was like a challenge. It was like, wow, every rain delay, they play the celebration and talk about the 68 team. And it was like, yeah, you know, I mean, let's do it. But I don't think anybody took it personal or anything like that. But you know, I think everybody looked up to Al Kaline. I don't, you know, remember him challenging us or anything like that, but he was in the broadcast booth and, you know, would do the games on Saturday with George Kell. And you know, just seeing the two of them around there and just the example that those two set during their playing careers and also the way they carried themselves after they played. And I think everybody just looked up to them and said, okay, let's try to make our own legend, so to speak.
Jamie and I were taken aback by social media yesterday. Just the, you know, obviously the greats, the all-timers, you know, said their respects on Twitter and things like that. But some of the young guys who, you know, run-of-the-mill guy, Alex Wilson, Blaine Hardy, Jake Rogers, Grayson Griner, I mean, goes on. And Al Kaline would seem to be that one guy. He touched everybody, no matter what generation.
You know, Stoney, I think it's a great, great point, because I thought the same way. Last night, I was doing something on social media, and it just dawned on me. I said, you know, okay, think about his teammates right now, what they're, you know, experiencing last night. You know, Willie Horton and Mickey Stanley and Denny McClain, Mickey Lolich, John Ward, the surviving members of the 68 team, Bill Freehan, you know, what they're experiencing. You know, that they were, they knew him, you know, like a brother, you know, and then how he affected us on the 84 team. You know, there's two generations. And then Brandon Inge was on there. He talked about how special Al was to Brandon Inge in the 2006 team. And you just mentioned all the current Tigers. There's four, you know, basically generations that he affected. And that says we should all be so lucky, you know, that we could have that kind of influence on four generations of life like he did.
Dan, what was his relationship like with you as a pitcher? Obviously, he's brilliant hitter, brilliant fielder. But I get the sense that, I mean, Justin Verlander has spoken very warmly in the last 24 hours of the relationship that they had. Did he have advice for you as a pitcher, or was it just kind of baseball advice, everyday advice, how to handle the grind, that sort of thing?
The biggest thing that he always would challenge me on was really driving that point home was to pitch inside. That was the biggest thing. I mean, you know, the different eras and everything, where, you know, when he was playing, I don't think they had ear flaps, you know, and you had Bob Gibson, who had the reputation of, you know, hey, you take a big swing, and, you know, Don Drysdale, you know, guys like that take a big swing and they're gonna knock you on your tail. And, you know, it was always one of those that he and Sparky, you know, would always try to hit home with me about how important that part of the game was. And that's what I remember, the biggest advice that he constantly tried to drive home with me. Not pitching on the inside part of the plate, but coming off the plate to get those guys, you know, off the plate to open up, you know, the outside part of the plate.
What I always loved about Al Kaline was the years, I don't know, the mid-'80s, late-'80s, when I used to go down to spring training in the early 90s, and he'd be out there instructing the outfielders, hitting fly balls. And I know he did it up until a few years ago when he probably couldn't do it physically anymore. He just loved putting on that uniform.
Yeah, and he still looked very, very good in a uniform too, didn't he? I remember, you know, when he would work with Kirk Gibson out in right field, and I just was shaking my head at, wait a minute, this guy's retired, and look at how smooth he is. You know, he was going over footwork with Gibby, you know, on charging a ground ball or a base hit, I should say, you know, and coming up with it to try to make a strong throw, you know, to keep somebody from going first to third, or make a strong throw going home, keep a runner from scoring from second base, and how to position on a fly ball, getting behind it, and just how he moved, you know. And as a retired player, it was just very impressive to see. And that was, you know, again, I didn't get a chance to see him play live ever, you know, just again, just only on television. But I can only imagine in the heyday and prime of his career how good he actually was if he looked that good as a retired player.
Dan, we've obviously seen you interact over the years with fans. Stoney and I have been lucky to be part of that Field of Dreams game down at Comerica Park, where you and Rosie are honorary coaches.
Right.
And we see the way the fans react to you for your role with 84. I'm curious, as you've been around baseball, have you ever seen a fan base react towards someone the way that, especially the older generation, guys who grew up with Al Kaline as a hero, react to him? Because it just seems like a singular, I mean, he's Mr. Tiger. So he is, for a whole generation, he is their Tiger.
Yeah, you know, I think about right before I got on here, I was thinking about, you know, I played for a Hall of Famer, Sparky Anderson. He was my manager. I played with Jack Morris. It was a teammate of mine, a Hall of Famer. Alan Trammell was a shortstop, a Hall of Famer. And I pitched against a lot of Hall of Famers. And Al Kaline was baseball. He was in another stratosphere. You know what I mean? I mean, there's Hall of Famers, and then there's people like Al Kaline. He almost belongs in a different league of Hall of Famers. And that's the way that I looked at him, and probably a lot of people around the country, but especially here in the state of Michigan, kind of put him in a whole different baseball lore or legend as everybody else that ever came before him as a player, but also, you know, in the Hall of Fame.
Dan, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the generous donation your son Jeff and your daughter-in-law did for the people in Montreal with their COVID-19 problems as well. It's got to make you proud as a father, not just that you have a professional athlete, a son, but who cares about his community as much as he does.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody is trying to do what they can to help out in any small way. And that took us by surprise. It was not something that he mentioned. You know, it just all of a sudden we started reading about it, and yes, it did. You know, and we've been fortunate enough. I had never been to Montreal until Jeff was traded there, and it opened up a whole other side of Canada. You know, love going over to Windsor and being a part of, and up into Toronto, things like that. But going over to Montreal, just a completely different world over there. And so it was, you know, it means a lot to the, excuse me, the Petrie family, Montreal. And so for him to do that, yes, it did mean a lot.
Well, Dan, we really appreciate the time this morning. And I think I speak for Stoney and everybody that we really want to see you on TV very, very soon. So
yes.
I don't know when this is going to end, but hopefully sooner rather than later. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, great talking to you guys, and wonderful questions, and hopefully I'll see you guys very soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Right,
stay
we
safe.
We appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good day.
Yep.
Dan Petrie, he's the best. Really appreciate his time here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.